Curiosity or happy time? Curiosity or happy time? Those are two nice ideas to think about. Last year, we held an open house here at the campus, and we invited all of our neighbors and friends and people that were in the area, and 80 people came, something like that. It's a nice turnout. And we went all out. We had a big serviced the catered meal, and just lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of goodies. And people came. And people came all afternoon long into the evening, and we had a very wonderful time, very nice sharing time. But there was always a little bit of a standoffishness. There was sort of a feeling that I don't know these people yet. You know, they're my neighbors, but I don't know them. But they got to know us. And being here and meeting us left an indelible impression in their mind. Now this year, which is this Sunday, it happens that it's exactly on the same day, June 2nd. Last year it was Saturday, today, this year it's Sunday. So June 2nd, we're having an open house again. And in the open house, we have several groups of people that are coming up, like Dodie and her friends, and Bill Ellsworth and his friends from the Church of the Wildwood, and groups. But basically, those two groups. And then we had a lot of new neighbors that have moved in and built their homes and so forth. And we made little sortes out to invite them to come. And it seemed as though every time we would send one of our emissaries, one of our ambassadors, out to greet the people who were new to the neighborhood, she would arrive at some ungodly hour of 8:30 or 9 at night, and they would be standing right outside of their house just as though they're expecting her, and they would greet her with open arms and say, "How welcome you are, you know, how nice to have you here." And so then they'd say, "Well, okay, sure, heck yes, we'd sure like to come." And that's potluck, right? Yeah. And is there anything special we should bring? Just bring yourself and whatever you feel you'd like to bring also. So I can imagine we're going to have quite, we should have a bigger table for the spread than we do for the people, because the people are going to be wandering around eating it and enjoying it. And the reason this year for coming isn't so much of the curiosity to find out who God Unlimited is and who the University of Healing is, but rather to come over and have fun. And the comment was made, now be sure to bring your bathing trunks, be sure to bring yourself ready to come and have a good time and enjoy. And, oh yes, of course, yes, oh my, yes, you know, and everyone was saying these nice things. Now, I don't think Bill Ellsworth is bringing his swimming trunks along. What is Bill? He's 86, something like that, 88, 84, thank you. 84, and Dodie, she's 86, right? And so maybe we can make a match there. Dodie and Bill, I think that would be a fabulous show. Dodie is a dynamic, powerful lady, and Bill is a dynamic, powerful man. And where two dynamic, powerful beings touch, the earth trembles, you can be sure. So who knows, who knows? But this time, as our rough count goes, last time we expected about 50 people, and we got about 80. This time, we sort of were expecting, maybe about 100 people, and quite likely we'll have 200. So who knows what's going to happen? Maybe less, maybe more, who knows? We're just open, we accept. But Anita and Sylvia and Ingeborg and Ellen are saying to themselves, my goodness, who's going to tour them all over the campus and show them around and show them our buildings and show them what's going on here, you know, what sort of things are happening here? Who's going to do all that? There's only 5 of us here to do that. How can we be everywhere and be up at front and greet the people and talk to them and take them places and stuff? Well, we did last year, and it always seemed to work out. And we'll do it this year, because who knows, Jeff and his family may be up, and who knows who all will be here. But there'll be a lot of wonderful people, people who are coming because they want to have a good time. They're driving from the neighborhood here, 1 or 2 miles to get here, many, but then there are others who are coming 30 or 40 miles. And then there are those who are coming 50 and 60 miles, coming up from the city. Some coming over from maybe Bogard and Hakumba and Portrayal and
Mexico,
right, Carlos, yeah, and his family, and oh yes, and you know, all you have to do is just start thinking up and down the road, and they're coming, and perhaps even Joanne Taylor will be here to play the piano for us. Wouldn't that be exciting? We'll have to set it out there for her so she can do it, you know, and people who love piano just can't resist sitting down at one when there's one there. So we have lots of wonderful things that are coming up here, lots of wonderful possibilities of events that we'll be having, and it'll be just wonderful, just really a great experience to see how this one works out. And then if each year we escalate, only doubling what we did the year before, it should be quite spectacular. We may have to have a theatrical show to entertain them and tour them, and maybe have magic like healings and things like that to really shake them up for our neighbors. But this is wonderful. Why not? Just be ourselves and have fun. And who knows what great things. Now, I know what Ingeborg's going to do. The temperature today, which is Wednesday, is up in the what? 92, 97?
92,
between
92, 94, 97.
Yeah, so the temperature is up between 92 and 97. So Ingeborg, for the party, is going to come into each house and build a nice fire in the fireplace. So people can go in and have a good time. Now, isn't that right, Ingeborg?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is?
I would love.
You'd love to do that, huh?
So I can burn some of it.
Oh, yeah. You and Zen Glenn. He saw all of our wood around. He said, oh, I like fires. I'd like to make fires for you. And Glenn, I'm not so sure I'd like to have you make fires for us. Anyone who's that interested in making fires might have a thing about it. But in any event, we want to have a very wonderful time, and we want to feel free and not be tied down to things. If you build a fire, you're going to have to watch it. And if you have any activity that needs attention, you're not being fair to yourself or to the guests. Because the guests would like to talk with each of you, would like to share with you, would like to get to know you, and stuff like that. Yeah. Now we could have a big rally and have it in the park down here in the garden, Paradise Garden, and we could have benches set up down there for a couple thousand people, and they could all come in their helicopters or whatever, and teleportation or what have you, and fill up the place and give a wonderful series of talks to them, and then feed them and send them home again. Wouldn't that be exciting? Well, who knows? Do you have any thoughts about our forthcoming event on Sunday? Anita, do you have any expectations?
The only thing I have in mind is that I'm going to have a bowl and spawn and level up and talk to a lot of people and just be myself.
Sylvia, what are you going to do?
I'm going to have lots of fun with all these guests, and it will be just perfect.
Yeah?
Yep.
You'll pick up another horse for Anita?
No, if I pick up horses, it's for me.
Okay, Ingeborg, what are you going to do this coming Sunday?
Well, it's nice to have people here to entertain them as much as possible and to chat.
Good chat. Yeah, that's good. Now, you know, if you plan it right, there might even be a few weddings there, or a few baptisms, maybe a memorial service even, you know. I mean, you know, what the heck? Our memorial services aren't like anybody's else's, you know. If this person would come here and have a memorial service for his mother, isn't it? That's our ozone man, yeah. He would, he'd say, Mom, I'm coming. Wonderful. Well, we are looking forward to a very special day and a very special time, and it'll be wonderful to be there with all of you. I love you.